Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Oh, the simple life. How do you slow down when you are surrounded by the trappings of success? You know, the pull in life that says you must do more, achieve faster, acquire possessions to fit into the so-called 21st century definitional mark of acceptance. Carrie Wiedemeyer Andre lives with her husband Keith in Silicon Valley amidst the flurry of innovation and wealth creation. They live the simple life. Oh, and did I forget to say with children? We pause, as we typically do at the beginning of our program, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is quite simple. It's to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Dear friend, for you to know His love, for you to experience what it means to walk with God. You know, He loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross, dear friend, to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to Himself. He is calling you. Would you open your heart to Christ? Would you open your heart to receive Him as your Savior and Lord? That is our hope. That is our prayer. Carrie Wiedemeyer Andre is a professional singer. She and her husband Keith have 7 children, 4 adopted children, and 3 biological children. It's a story of faith and God's faithfulness that will touch your heart. She's also an ambassador of Plexus Worldwide and is also the daughter of Charlie and Lucy Wiedemeyer. Carrie, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's a privilege to be here.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Michigan, but we moved to California, and I've been raised in the San Francisco Bay Area.
What was it like growing up there?
Well, back in those days, it was a happy and simple time, I think, where just life was simple. It has turned into the crazy Silicon Valley and the busy, busy pace that you referenced earlier. And it has become a whole new world, really, for us as parents and raising our children there.
Well, we definitely want to get into what changes have taken place and how you've adapted to those changes. And, of course, your parenting of your dear children. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
In growing up, I would say definitely my parents. They were present with us in our lives. They were there. They were involved in everything that we did. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom. My dad was a teacher and coach. And it was a simple life. You know, my dad was diagnosed with ALS when I was 9 years old. So that's when a lot of things began to change.
In what way?
In the sense that it was no longer as carefree, maybe, as it had been, because our focus turned towards his needs that were changing daily. And so my mom had to be more involved in every aspect of helping my dad adjust to the abilities that he was slowly beginning to lose. And as an athlete who was so self-sufficient, that was very challenging.
What do you remember when you think back, maybe one of those precious moments that you had with your dad?
Hmm. I would say that more than just one moment, that it was a memory of family. My parents both really gave us a childhood that was focused on family. And I remember coming home to Hawaii every summer growing up, where we would just spend time with my dad's extended family. And those memories are so precious to me. My dad was coach for a lot of the sports that my brother and I did. And my parents were very involved in all of our activities. And so as my dad's illness progressed, things had to change. But they were very, my parents were very concerned about keeping us things as normal as possible. That as my dad maybe had to go into the wheelchair and he didn't want to be seen in public that way, because it was embarrassing, that to help him overcome that by getting involved and continuing to coach and having people over and all those things that we, Cully, my brother and I, grew up, that was normal. Helping people and serving in that way, and family time and pouring into others, just became normal.
You have a, you mentioned something that just stuck out to me from the standpoint of overcoming embarrassment. You being able to help your dad do that, of course, with your brother and your mom. And but I think there's a part in all of us that falters from fear of embarrassment. How did you help your father overcome that?
Well, I think as men in general, who are the strength of the family, the head of the family, the leaders, the providers, the protectors, it's an incredible loss for them to lose their physical ability to walk in that. So how do they walk in the role God has given them to be the head of their family when they lose those physical abilities? I think that's what my dad was grappling with. And my mom was an incredible leader for the rest of the family to come alongside my dad and be like those who held Moses' arms up while he stood and led. So that's kind of what we learned to do as kids, just to come alongside and encourage. And of course, my family has a very silly sense of humor, so everything was funny that at every turn we were making light of the situation, and really just endeared my dad to keep going. Come on. I know that that might be embarrassing, but my mom would make it funny. And so we would just have a good time.
Now, you're in Hawaii for an ALS event,
yes,
right? Tell us about that.
Well, the ALS Association has a walk here in the state of Hawaii, and it's the Walk to Defeat ALS, where we're raising funds to bring services to families and patients here in the islands. Those kinds of services weren't available years ago, especially when my dad was diagnosed, and it's very, very difficult for families to feel isolated. And so this kind of help is invaluable, and we're excited to be part of raising funds to be able to bring those kind of services here to Hawaii.
Carrie, how did you become a Christian?
Well, God had a plan. you know, he ended up reaching me through music, really, and my parents were already believers and following Christ and sharing their testimony of what God had done in their lives. And I was the tag-along child who came with them to events or came with them when they spoke. And, you know, the Lord just finally said it was my time. When I came to my realization of the need that every person has, that we are, you know, wicked in our depravity, and that we need a Savior to come back into relationship or come into relationship with God, and that He is holy and He is righteous and He is awesome, and that without the blood of Jesus, we have no place being even in his presence, but that he has given his son for us to come into relationship with him, that he's given it all, he's paid the price, and that just through simple faith that I could follow him and give him my life. And it was mostly through music ministries, because that was my love growing up, was music.
Danny, if I could jump in, because I think it's so valuable for our listeners to hear this. I think almost all, if not all of us that now have that personal relationship with Christ have been prayed in. And Charlie and Lucy and Cully and others were certainly praying, and I was privileged to be asked by Lucy to pray for Carrie, and I was prayed in absolutely for sure. So I want to encourage our listeners, if they have a loved one or someone they know that isn't yet walking in that personal relationship with Christ, pray, pray, pray.
Amen.
Well, and it is the will of the Lord for all to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And he entreats us to, and opens the door for us to pray, and he's a God who hears and answers prayer. Carrie, you're a testament of that. How has your relationship with Christ made a difference in your life?
Remember, it's only a one-hour program, honey.
Wow. I think that it's been really amazing. I gave my life to the Lord and chose to follow Christ when I was in my early 20s, and then got married and started having children. But it was later, after we'd had several children, that my husband and I came just to a kind of a turning point in our walk where we just wanted to go deeper and get it. And we had more revelation of God choosing us and his sovereignty. And we started to look at his word more closely. We started to study more and thought, well, how are we going to raise our children? This was kind of our new season in life, was raising all these children. And how do you raise them in the love and admonition of the Lord? And that is kind of our daily quest, is, Lord, how do we disciple these children into the things of God? And so that is our daily quest. That is all-encompassing in what we do in our parenting, in our relationship with each other as spouses, in my walk as a daughter, as a friend, as a cousin, as a sister, walking out what God has for us today and making the most of every moment, being so very grateful that we have hope in Christ, and sharing the gospel. Not enough hours in the day.
Carrie, how did you meet Keith?
How did I meet Keith? We met on the other side of the continent on which I live, at a friend's wedding in Florida. So I will say that I was older than I thought I would be when I would get married. And I know there's a lot of fabulous young ladies who love the Lord and are wondering where all the godly men are. And don't give up. Keep praying. Stay faithful. Stay faithful in your walk and serving the Lord, and know that he will bring him when he is ready and when it's the right time. And don't get anxious and step outside of what God has for you, thinking that you need to help God along, because it is worth the wait. You will be so grateful when it happens in his timing. And don't settle.
Carrie Whittemeyer Andre, speaking about timing. Hey, God's timing and turning points. A turning point in her life, in her married life. She and her husband Keith, they were having children, and then she realized, even as a believer, there's more. Mm-hmm. There's more in her experience, more in her understanding, more in their collective understanding. When we come back from our break, more from Carrie Whittemeyer Andre sharing heart to heart with you about life. Life in a fast place, yes, but not necessarily in the fast lane. You know, you could live in a place where things are happening at seemingly light speed. But it doesn't mean that you have to move in that same way to accomplish the things that God has for you. Sometimes, and I've heard this, you might have heard this too, sometimes less is more. When we come back, we'll hear from Carrie. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I think it will be a breath of fresh air. When you're parched, when you're tired, when you're dried up, someone comes and gives you a word of encouragement. Someone that says, hey, you know, things can be different. Things will be different. Things will improve. Things can improve. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Carrie Wiedemeyer-Andry. She lives in the Silicon Valley, and it is a place where a lot goes on. Our world is impacted through the innovations that have come from there. But it doesn't mean that life always has to be lived fast. She's here to tell us more about it. You can find out more about Carrie at shopmyplexus.com/Carrie Wiedemeyer-Andry. shopmyplexus.com/Carrie Wiedemeyer-Andry. Carrie, you're there in Silicon Valley, but you and Keith have determined to live life differently with your children. Describe that for us.
Well, what that looks like at our house, it kind of changes every day. We have a very, very active household. But in that, we're purposing to slow down and to not be so busy. It is hard in the Silicon Valley. We do homeschool our 7 children. Our oldest is now 21, and our youngest is 4. So I have about 6 active students at the moment, and it doesn't look like school that you used to go to school to. It doesn't look like that at our house. It's very lifestyle oriented. And so, you know, if my mother, say Nani, she has something going on, we may go do that for the day, or we may go help her do something, or we may go take a meal to a friend in the middle of the day, or we may take a field trip in the middle of the week. And that is the blessing of homeschooling, is you set your own schedule. Mm-hmm. But we're homeschooling. We live on 3 acres and we have livestock. The boys just sold their pigs. So we've got goats and chickens and dogs and cats and things. And our goal is to, we just moved to this property a year ago. And initially we were looking to move out of state because we wanted our boys to learn to work and work outside. And we wanted the children to not be in front of devices, which is everywhere in Silicon Valley. We wanted them to be outside and to be working and put in a good day's work, learn how to do that. So we looked out of state, but the Lord said, no, you're going to stay in Silicon Valley. So that wasn't what our plan was, but His plan is always better. So we are blessed to be where we are. We're close to my mom. We're close to my brother's family. And we have a good church we're involved with, where the gospel is preached. And we purpose not to have our children in a lot of activities. Our children, although I come from a very athletic family, our children do one sport at the moment, and that is taekwondo, and they all can go together, all the ages, so that has been a blessing for our family, so that I'm not running all over town. We do not do any sports or activities on Sundays. We set that aside for as the Lord's Day, and we really want to teach our children that nothing, no activity or charity event or fun, exciting activity should come before going to the house of the Lord on Sunday. We want to teach them that that is important, and not to put something else on that throne, because you can get into a habit where, oh, just this game, it's an important tournament, or just this, but you're teaching your children that that is above coming to the house of the Lord and worshiping God with His people. And so we, that's one of the things that we have decided to do as a family. And we also have family worship time in the evenings at home after dinner. We gather around God's word, read His word, sing together and pray together, and teach the children that God is part of our daily life.
Well, and they're very blessed to have a mother who sings like you sing.
Amen to that.
Tell us about your children. You adopted 4 children first, right?
We did.
Okay, tell us tell us what happened.
Well, again, God had a plan, and it's easy to see in hindsight, but my husband and I were trying to conceive, and I always wanted to have a big family. My dad was the youngest of 9, and again, we spent all my summers here and around family, and I just loved it, and I wanted my children to have that same experience, and we were not able to get pregnant, and so we looked into adoption, which was something that we really wanted to do anyway, but we didn't know we were going to start doing it right away. So we were looking into that, and the Lord just opened the door. We adopted through our local social services, and so we didn't go out of state or out of country. And we were blessed to get to adopt 4 that way. But in the midst of adopting, I got pregnant, and so we started having biological children, and so we are incredibly blessed, and it is never a dull moment at our house.
Carrie, did you do foster parenting at all as a part of that adoption, or no?
We did not.
Okay.
We did not, and that was mostly because we knew we would get attached, and we're not prepared to deal with that kind of emotion of having to give a child back, to pour into someone and give them back at that time. Mm-hmm. We're just like, no, we're going to want to keep them. So we did. It's through our county. It's called Foster Adopt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, your lifestyle, a simple lifestyle, you wrote one of your blog posts talked about frugal living, eating frugally, yet nourishingly, your words. There seems to be more than enough but it's contrary or even sounds contradictory to a world and a society that always wants more. Mm-hmm. And I think that's quite mm-hmm. profound and a message that needs to be trumpeted. Hmm. So, because I think beneath the want more, there's perhaps a deeper wanting, even whether we realize it or not, for contentment. And there's a beauty in contentment. Hmm. But you seem to be moving in that direction, living a lifestyle that's exemplary. The feelings. What feelings have you seen that elicit from your children, or what feelings has that brought out in you?
I think that's something that, as a believer and as a follower of Christ, you want to pour into your children. You want to teach them to be content and teach them that God is enough and that His word is sufficient, and to be content in what He's given us at this place, at this time. And that is challenging, I think, no matter where you live, but especially where we live. Even with all of the efforts that we make with our children, it is still coming at us in every direction, where they're seeing, you know, other children with things, or there are other families that get to do this and get to do that. And it is really hard to teach your children to be content. That is a real challenge. And so we strive to do that and pray a lot. And, you know, you want to lock your children into a closet and keep them safe and sheltered and protected. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's, I think, the biggest gift, and we found this with being able to educate our children at home, and that allows us to be around them all the time and to speak to the things that they see, speak to the things that they've encountered or they're struggling with. But when they struggle with issues, wanting things, coveting things, or feeling whatever it is, we are able to really minister to them and walk them through these situations, walk them through these struggles, and really catch things, kind of not nip it in the bud, in the sense that I see it coming and I can head it off and talk about it. And that's why homeschooling is very different, because I can spend hours talking to a child or praying with them or just really ministering hope and love to them through their struggles, throughout the day, throughout the week. Mm. I think that's a challenge every parent faces, is, you know, we can't flip a switch and fix the issues for our child or each other, our spouse. We have to walk alongside them, pray for them, show them God's word and His promises, and teach them to trust Him, teach them to seek His word on all these things and seek His will for them. And yes.
Well, you create a window for others to see that life can be lived in that way, and time spent with the children, time spent with your husband. In fact, when we come back, you know, our listeners, people like to hear about how others have met, how a couple came together, how God moved to bring two individuals together as one. So when we come back, Carrie, I'm wondering if you'd be so gracious to talk a little with us about how you met Keith and how the Lord has worked through life with you, and maybe some lessons that you've learned. You've been giving us so much through your experiences. But when we come back, specifically about Keith. Dear one, when you think about your life, when you think about your most precious relationships, the question comes about with the matter of time. Are we spending the time that is required, or that's needed, or that we would want to get? Maybe maybe there's more time that we want to give, but we're not carving out that time. Our lives have too much going on. Well, we may need to recalibrate. More from Carrie Wittemeyer, Andrew, when we come back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Carrie Wittemeyer Andry, she's an ambassador of Plexus Worldwide. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. It's so good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get the program in its entirety for free. You say, hey, I want to listen to this. Yes, of course, free podcast. But as we usually say, go ahead and share it with a family member or a friend. You can find out more at the Good Life Hawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Carrie, tell us about Plexus Worldwide.
I'd love to. Let me back up and say that when my husband and I were ready to have children and were trying and we weren't able to conceive, that was a time that I started researching health issues and trying to figure out why, and was there something I needed to do differently. And in that quest was when we started changing our eating habits as a family and began to cut out processed foods and cut out sugars and those kinds of things. And in that quest, we really did a big overhaul on our family, and it really was helpful to have us eat more simply. Cutting out all kinds of junk and things that we didn't need to spend money on and weren't beneficial to our health anyway. And so that was a big change. And within that timing, I ended up getting pregnant, and we started having our children and raising them to eat that way. That was when we started our big garden, and we wanted to have land so that I could have my own dairy cow, which I still don't have yet. We're milking goats, but not a cow yet, but that is a dream that I have. But in that, I was introduced to Plexus, which is a health and wellness company that targets core health issues, gut health, inflammation, and blood sugar, which as I began to look at it and study the products and the ingredients and realize that these address issues that everybody faces, that everyone's dealing with, because they're core issues. So the symptoms are so widespread and can be everything from migraine headaches that people get all the time, or digestive issues. Inflammation turns into all kinds of diseases that loved ones face. So I was really interested and began taking the Simple Pink Drink, which is the blood sugar balancer, because I've had blood sugar issues, and it was an immediate change. For me, having 7 children and homesteading and homeschooling, I was exhausted, and I just hit a wall where I couldn't function without my coffee in the morning, and then I was having coffee in the afternoon, and I was looking at having coffee in the evening. I just couldn't function, and I was exhausted. I felt like I was 100 years old. And so when I got my blood sugar balanced with this Simple Pink Drink in the morning, all natural, beyond organic, non-GMO, I was finding new life. I felt young again. I felt like a mom who could keep up with her kids again. And it was just life-changing. And looked into the probiotic and the other things that they had and was really thrilled. So wanted my whole family on it and really joined because I wanted to get the best price, of course. We wanted to get the wholesale price. And it, as a busy mom, I could fit this into the nooks and crannies of my life and have it be a side business that has been an incredible blessing to where it has been a huge help for my family. And I can share this now with my friends and family and watch their health get better, especially busy moms. My heart goes out to busy moms who, you know, we set the tone of our home. We are wearing all these hats and so busy and exhausted. I see moms everywhere, so busy and exhausted. Mm-hmm. So
a mom may be asking, well, Danny, Suzanne, how can I get in touch with Carrie? I like what I hear. I want to find out more. I want to hear more from her or read some of what she's written. And how can someone get in touch with you? What point of contact?
That's a good question. Maybe through Facebook. I am a recent learning how to do Facebook person. And so I had avoided it for a long time because, again, as a busy mom, I don't have time for that. But I have found it to be an incredible way to connect with friends and family that are so widespread around the world. And so that is one way. That's a good way to send me a message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your name, Carrie. Carrie Whittemeyer Andry.
Yes.
Carrie is not spelled in the way someone may typically think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's spelled C-A-R-R-I.
C-A-R-R-I.
You might want to also add Whittemeyer and Andre and spell it all out.
Okay, Whittemeyer is W-E-D-E-M-E-Y-E-R, and Andry is A-N-D-R-Y.
How did you meet Keith?
Funny story. I was a bridesmaid in my girlfriend's wedding in Florida, and my friend was going to set me up with a young man, and my husband Keith was this young man's friend. So the person she was setting me up with, we didn't connect, but I said, who is his friend? So we connected in Florida, and then he came out to California to visit a few times, and then moved out to California. And so I am really so blessed because he has turned out to be such an incredible leader. And we've kind of gone on this journey together following Christ. Just what does it mean? And Lord, what do you want from us as spouses, as parents, as children, as siblings? What do you want from us? And as we have sought after him, we have grown together in the Lord. And I've really seen my husband take on the role as the leader of our home, as the prophet, priest, and provider of our home, and really walk as a as a godly man. You know, he's not perfect, but he surely strives to do what God has called him to do. And, you know, there was a time where that wasn't the case. There was a time where I felt like we really should be doing something with our children. Maybe read the Bible. Maybe we should do this at night. And my husband wasn't participating then. But I want to encourage wives to pray for their husband, because you are not going to nag him into that role. You need to pray for him, and God will draw him, and God will call him, and God will lead him by his Spirit into what he should be doing as a husband and as a leader of your family. So, you know, there were times I led the devotions and I had the kids doing things. And when my husband got the revelation, oh, it was like he woke up, and now he is the leader, and it's awesome. It's such a blessing. And, you know, we still are learning and we still are walking through this together, but it is really, it's a blessing for a wife and a mom to have her husband lead that way.
What would you pray, or how would you pray?
That God would reveal to him his calling, his role as the leader, as the husband and the father. Because there is a specific role that is spelled out in Scripture for the leader of our home. Dads need to walk in that, and they need to not shirk their responsibility and think that it's the church's responsibility to disciple their children, or Sunday school responsibility, or youth group, or it's the father's role. And as parents, we have a big responsibility. So I encourage parents to take a look at that and to ask the Lord, what is my role as parent? How do I raise these children in the love and admonition of the Lord? What does that look like? There are lots and lots of resources and support for parents to do that. I believe that when we choose to follow Christ, that as we lay our lives down and we give our life to him, that the Holy Spirit comes. And I know that God will lead our husbands by his Spirit, that he will draw them. And, you know, they are going to be in denial. They're not going to want to bother. They're going to say, I don't know how. They're not going to know where to start. And so, yes, I think we need to pray that God would lead them by his Spirit to have the desire to, first of all, walk after Christ, to walk after the Lord, to look into his word, to be fed by his word and say, what am I supposed to do? And God will show them. He'll bring men into their lives. You know, pray that your husband is encouraged by other men that are walking the walk. That's another huge one, that they have other men shoulder to shoulder, iron sharpening iron, to encourage them in that walk and to push them and to hold them accountable and say, hey, you're not doing your job.
When we come back, I'm wondering, Carrie, if you would share maybe a time that you have clearly experienced the Lord take you through a period of difficulty, a challenge. Someone today may be facing a challenge in their own life, and it certainly would be an encouragement to them. But when we come back, challenges. Dear friend, are you facing a challenge in your life today? Are you in a state of shock? Maybe something has taken you off guard, caught you off guard. And you say to yourself, I could never have foreseen this. Didn't even see it coming. It's a challenge. It's a gut-wrenching challenge, perhaps. But in the midst of it, we're here together. Most importantly, the Lord is here. And as a believer, the indwelling Holy Spirit dwells in you. When we come back, more ministry, more encouragement from Carrie Whittemeyer Andrew. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, before our break, I had mentioned about moments that sort of stop you in your tracks. You know, they happen in our lives. We can't really plan on them. Sometimes they do take us off guard. What do you do in the middle of that? Now, sometimes the Lord brings someone to share a word of encouragement. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and our guest today, Carrie Wittemeyer-Andre. You can find out more about her at shopmyplexus.com/Carrie Wittemeyer-Andre. Carrie, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
It's interesting because those times are really the time where the rubber meets the road and where you really find, do I really believe? Is God really real? Am I really walking this? And how am I going to take the next step? And the times that come to mind are times with involving our children, maybe because that's the season of life I'm in right now. But there have been some difficult times. As much as we purpose to raise our children a certain way, they're not perfect. We are not perfect parents, and things are always going to come up. One of the most difficult times in our lives was when I was very, very pregnant with our first biological child. And we were going through a terrible time with one of our adopted children where he was still not adopted yet. And he had been living with us for a year. And the court chose to give him to a biological parent of his whom he had never lived with. But they decided, because of the blood relation, to tear him from our home where he had lived his whole life and to give him to a biological parent that he did not know. And that was one of the most traumatizing times in our family. It was devastating for my husband and I, and probably even more so for my husband. My husband will talk about the time where he really felt up against the wall, like, why would God do this? It was really, really hard. It was a time where we really had to trust the Lord, and it was incredible how the Lord orchestrated the next year of our life. We were welcoming our first biological child to our family, and it ended up being an incredible, difficult delivery for me. I went through a difficult time physically recovering from that. And so I was emotional, hormonal. We had other children running around the house, and we had had this terrible loss, and it was very hard. But God did an amazing thing where he had a woman encourage us to stay in that child's life. So what did that look like? It looked like us. We volunteered to do daycare for this child. He was given back to his biological parent. And that parent had to go to work, so we would go and pick up that child, and we had that child in our home every day during the week from 9 to 5. We would return the child afterwards. Well, a year went by of us doing this, so we were still in his life, still able to be part of him, and at the very last minute, when the court was about to give this child full-time, full custody to the biological parent did something that was true to their character and the way they were living. The police were involved, and they gave the child back to us. And so from there, we were able to seamlessly welcome him back into our home. We'd been in his life that past year because we were watching him every day. And finally, when he was about four, the courts finally gave him to us full time. But all that to say that things in the natural can look so unright, unfair, and unjust, and so ugly and so painful. But we had to trust God and walk through that. And, you know, that's it in a nutshell. But there was a lot of tears and heartache and pain along the way. Mm. And a lot of devastation in the wake of the court's decision and this and that. And it made an impact on all my family, all my children. And it was really, really hard. Why would you walk us through this? Why would you put us through this, Lord? But, you know, and even today, this child has issues that are behavioral or whatever, that are difficult. And boy, we say, okay, Lord, we really need you to walk us through this day by day. We're trusting you to give us the tools and the resources and the strength to get through this. And, you know, knowing, we just, in our walk, just knowing that God has a plan and we're going to trust him through the hard times, through the times that don't look fair or just in our eyes, our natural eyes, but knowing that God will be glorified, that God will get the glory somehow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, you're so grounded in the Word as a family, as a couple. Is there a particular favorite scripture?
Well, there are many favorite scriptures. You know, right now I'm actually studying in Ephesians. I'm in a women's Bible study, which I also highly recommend for moms, even though mm-hmm. you're so busy. I know what that's like. This is the one thing I purpose to do, to stay in a Bible study, because it helps to keep you accountable. You're accountable in your studying and to other women, and I think that's really important. You get prayer support. And because we can get so busy, even though we have good intentions, I think it's really important. But anyway, we're studying in Ephesians right now. And just this morning, I was going through the putting on the armor of God and mm-hmm. taking a new look at that and really likening that to those that are into health and fitness, getting healthy, your core. You want to get your core of your body healthy and strong. You also want to get the core of your faith healthy and strong, and that is walking through Ephesians 6 is really important to get your armor on as a believer, because you want to know what God has to protect us from the lies of the enemy, because we can be really distracted and derailed by the enemy's lies. And you also want to know God's word, so that the world will try to seduce you. The world will try to say, but it's more fun, or this, or you need this, or wouldn't really hurt, or whatever. Knowing God's truth, that we can be content and satisfied in his truth and strengthened in his word. Anyway, that's where I'm studying right now. Mm. But as a family, we certainly love Deuteronomy, the Shema, that talks about, you know, gosh, does anybody have it handy? I would love to read it. Somebody look that up.
But Carrie, everything you're sharing is so valuable and such an encouragement. And I'm so grateful, aren't you, Danny?
Carrie, a prayer. As you incorporate the Shema, but a prayer, a time of prayer for our listener who may be facing their own challenge right now. And your word has, your testimony has encouraged them. Mm-hmm. Would you pray for our listener?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of your Son that washes us, that cleanses us. We thank you that we can stand before you in his righteousness as the righteousness of God because of that sacrifice, and that our ransom was paid in full, that there's nothing we can do to earn favor with you. We can't earn our salvation. It is done. It is finished. And that by faith, we can walk as believers and followers of Christ. Help us, Lord, to lay our lives down. There's nothing in this world that can compare to the joy, the contentment, the peace, the hope, and the strength that we have in Christ. Lord, I pray for your children, your people. There's so many hurting and frustrated, sad, lonely, discouraged. Lord, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit, that you would comfort them and draw them near where they will find strength, where they will find peace, where they will find their purpose. Lord, remind them that our purpose is to worship you, to enjoy you forever, to walk with you. I pray that each one, Lord, would really have a revelation of who you are, your goodness, your holiness, your awesomeness. That the cares of this world would not have any value in the sense that it doesn't take away from who we are in you. I pray that those that are in need, Lord, that your body would come around them, would love them and encourage them, walk with them and pray for them. That your hands and feet, the body of Christ, would minister to those who are in a desperate time. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us when we are not even faithful to you. That your love is unending. Lord, we are so grateful. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And dear one, the Shema, Carrie mentioned it, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. It starts, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today. A blessing indeed.
Thank you.
And my friend, I hope you were encouraged by Carrie Whittemeyer Andrew. You can find out more at shopmyplexus.com/Carrie Whittemeyer Andrew. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, my friend, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to the Good Life Hawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. 1 Corinthians 10:31. "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Carrie Whittemeyer Andrew. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.